We've got Marceline head coach Mark Ross on the line. And, Mark, thanks a lot for holding on. And, you know, you and I talked yesterday. We thought, boy, this Marceline-Carrollton game and the Sweet Spring-Slater game will both be bloodbaths. Anybody could win that district, which we thought was the case. But sounds like your kids come out tonight and play pretty well. You beat Carrollton 49-12. Sounds like you get off to a good start, and seems like maybe that made a big difference in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. It was huge for us to get things going early, especially in the run game. And you know, the offensive line did a tremendous job tonight. And, you know, just seeing how plays were developing and the execution that we were able to have was huge for us. And the defense came up big for us early on and able to put the ball back in our hands. And, you know, that was huge for us. And the boys just took it and ran with it.
I thought a big thing in the game, Carrollton's got some pretty good offensive weapons. They put some points up on the board this year, but you shut them out in the first half, and you had to be proud and happy of the way your defense played.
Yeah, the defense was tremendous tonight, you know, and they were able to kind of set the tone, and that was huge. And, you know, everybody I've talked to, you know, said that this is definitely the hardest hitting that they've seen us do all season long. And the boys just really flew around all night, and, you know, it's a great team effort all the way across the board, and, you know, we're excited, extremely proud of these guys.
Well, you know, we had the game on video tonight. I had a chance to watch a couple of plays, and if I saw right, if my eyes weren't playing tricks on me, there was one play where one of your big linemen intercepted a pass right there on the line of scrimmage. Is that right?
Yeah, those are few and far in between.
Yeah.
Nathan Cupp was able to break through the offensive line and pick one off on like a little screen type pass, and you know, so that's always fun. That's an extra little added element, and you know, kudos to those guys. They work their tails off up front and don't always get in on those big plays, and so that's fun to see and good experience for them.
That's a play that young man will never forget. But hey, Mark, you mentioned several players already. Who else played well for Marceline tonight that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we really relied on Cullen Bruner. We gave him the ball early and often, and he had 27 carries tonight for 309 yards and 5 touchdowns. So that was huge, and he's just such a big playmaker, you know. And like I said, the offensive line was tremendous tonight. You know, we had over 450 yards rushing as a team, and, you know, be able to do that. And then defensively to hold them to 4 yards total rushing all night. You know, the defense just as a whole was tremendous, and you know, we're just really excited and happy to be playing another week.
Well, a battle of two good teams down in Marceline, you and Carrollton, and you come away with a 49-12 win. You move your record to 10-1. Okay, you play for district championship next week. You'll be back at home, and you'll take on a Sweet Springs team, a team that seems to have gotten better and better as the year has gone on. They come to your place. That should be a good game.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've had an eye on them all season long. We knew that they'd probably be in the fight to make it to the district championship. And, you know, kind of like we talked earlier in the week, you know, this district could have shaken out a number of different ways. And, you know, and we kind of know some of the stuff that Sweet Springs does. And we've already faced that style of offense before, so we've got some ideas going into the weekend. But we're going to really watch some film and hit it hard this weekend, get a game plan in place, and hit the ground running on Monday.
Well, Mark, appreciate the call. We'll have one more program next week. You're a good caller. You call us every week. Congratulations on the nice win. So we'll talk Marceline football again next Friday night.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you, Mark. That's Mark Ross, head coach of